Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Go get your Bible and turn to the book of Luke. In a few moments, we're going to have a Sunday school lesson on Jesus healing on the Sabbath. I call this a Sunday school lesson because the material I'm going through was originally written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools that met on January the 7th, 1923. And so turn in your Bible to Luke chapter 12, and we're going to begin reading in verse 49, and then I'm going to continue reading into Luke chapter 13 to verse 17, and that is going to serve as the text for this study. It's a study about Jesus healing on the Sabbath. Now, while you're turning your Bible to Luke chapter 12, I remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. Some people might say, well, that's where your church is located. And by saying church, they're referring to the building where we meet. And I try to avoid calling that building the church, though I understand that use of the language. I like to think that is the building where we meet and call it simply the meeting house, because the church consists of those who believe and are baptized into Christ. God adds them to His church. And so we are an assembly of those who have believed and have been baptized for the remission of our sins that gather together to worship God after the New Testament pattern, worshiping not according to the ways of men, but according to the ways of God. And so we study our New Testament to see how God wants the church to worship. And we meet together on the first day of the week, like the churches did in the New Testament. And not on the seventh day. The seventh day in the Old Testament was a Sabbath. And so that's why we want to discuss the Sabbath in this lesson, as we discuss this time where Jesus healed on the Sabbath and understand what the Sabbath is. But we're meeting the way the church met in the New Testament. On the first day of the week, we have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so now, if you have your Bible, look to the book of Luke, chapter 12, and I will begin reading in verse 49. I am reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And the text begins, I came to cast fire upon the earth, and what do I desire if it is already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Think ye that I am come to give peace in the earth? Nay, I tell you, but rather division. For thou shalt be from henceforth five in one house divided, three against two, and two against three. And they shall be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Luke 12 and verse 54. And he said to the multitude also, when ye see a cloud rising in the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower, and so it cometh to pass. And when you see a south wind blowing, you say, there will be a scorching heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye know how to interpret the face of the earth and the heaven, but how is it that you know not how to interpret this time? And why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? For as thou art going with thine adversary before the magistrate on the way, give diligence to be quit of him, lest happily he drag thee into the judge, and the judge shall deliver thee to the officer, and the officer shall cast thee in prison. I say unto you, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the very last mite. Now Luke chapter 13, beginning in verse 1. Now there were some present at that very season who told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered and said unto them, Think ye that these Galileans were sinners above all Galileans, because they have suffered these things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all in like manner perish. Are those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, think ye that they were offenders above all the men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke chapter 13 and verse 6. And he spake this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit thereon, and found none. And he said unto the vine dresser, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit of this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why doth it also cumber the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it, and if it bear fruit henceforth, well, but if not, thou shalt cut it down. Luke 13 and verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. And behold, a woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bowed together, and could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her and said to her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue, being moved with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, answered and said to the multitude, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the day of the Sabbath. But the Lord answered him and said, Ye hypocrites, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to the watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, to have been loosed from this bond on this day of the Sabbath? And as he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Well, that's the reading of the lesson. The golden text is found actually in Matthew 12 and verse 12, where it reads, It is lawful to do good on the Sabbath day. And the devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson is found in the book of Psalms. And now I am going to read to you the 103rd Psalm. The inscription says, It is a Psalm of David. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy desire with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Jehovah executeth righteous acts and judgments for all that are oppressed. He hath made known his ways unto Moses, his doing unto the children of Israel. Jehovah is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us after our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so Jehovah pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the loving kindness of Jehovah is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children, to such as keep the commandment, and to those that remember his precepts and do them. Jehovah hath established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless Jehovah, ye his angels, that are mighty in strength, that fulfill his word, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless Jehovah, all ye his host, ye ministers of him that do his pleasure. Bless Jehovah, all ye his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. For the time remaining, let's get into this Sunday school lesson about Jesus' healing on the Sabbath. And we'll begin with some geographical notes. This took place in the region of Perea. Or let me begin this way. Perea was the country east of the Jordan, beyond the Jordan, and was about the same as Gilead of the Old Testament. Gilead lay between Bashan on the north and Moab and Ammon to the south. The Jordan was its western border, and it extended into the Arabian Plateau on the east. It was about 60 miles long, with an average width of about 20 miles. It was a well-wooded, mountainous country. Its name signifies a rocky region. It is called in the Bible Mount Gilead, Genesis 31:25, the land of Gilead, Numbers 32 and verse 1, and simply Gilead, Genesis 37:25, and Genesis 60 and verse 7. In the introduction, we'll talk about the chronological order of the lessons. It is not necessary to know, and it is not possible to give the exact chronological order of each event in Christ's history. We can group the events together and know that they occurred during a certain period of his life. The Feast of Dedication marks a point in time in its history. It began about the 20th of our December and continued for 8 days. During this feast, Jesus preached the discourses recorded in John 10:22-38. Let me read some of those discourses to you, beginning in John 10 and verse 22. It says it was the feast of the dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in Solomon's porch. The Jews therefore came round about him and said to him, "How long dost thou hold us in suspense? If thou art the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness of me, but ye believe not, because you're not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father who hath given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." We're going to have to end this class here because we're out of time. But you keep your Bible handy to Luke chapter 13, and we'll return to this lesson. When you hear that bell, you'll know it's the Warren County Radio Bible School.